Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Wilson, with my co-host, Dr. Tracy Gross. Hey, today we talk about neck pain and headaches.
Yeah, and those symptoms are common, but they do not have to be your normal. So we're going to talk about causes of neck pain and headaches. We're also talking about real solutions to actually get to the root cause of the problem.
Yeah, we're not talking about covering up symptoms today. We are talking about getting to the heart of the issue and fixing it. So you're going to enjoy this episode. If you know somebody with neck pain or struggles with headaches, this is a great one to share with them. This is Neck Pain and Headaches with Dr. Nick Wilson and Tracy Gross. So we are talking about the causes of why someone has neck pain, why someone gets headaches. And there's a misconception that neck pain is just simply coming from just imbalanced muscles or the muscles hurt of some kind and they just need to be rubbed.
Right.
Just a massage or something.
Yeah. A lot of people say, well, I carry my stress in my shoulders mm-hmm. or it's my neck muscles that hurt and that's why I have a headache. But that person who thinks that, that's going to lead them down the road of doing something about the muscles, right?
That's right.
And I see so many people who come into the clinic and they have tried everything to address that muscle problem and they still have headaches.
Mm-hmm.
So was that really the problem? That's the question that we need to ask.
Well, and this is really our expertise because when somebody comes into our clinic with any condition, with any symptom whatsoever, our job initially is to dig in, ask good questions, do the right examinations to find the cause of the problem, not just so they can get relief. I want to be very clear about that mm-hmm. because yes, people will get relief and you know, 100 people come in with neck pain and headaches, 99 of them walk out without neck pain and headaches.
Right.
And maybe the number is even higher than that. But it's not because we have some, I would say this, some fancy new age way of covering up a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that at all. We're very specific about looking for the cause and digging in deep and helping that person to correct that naturally with no drugs.
Right. And that's the whole premise of getting to the root cause of the problem. If you've listened to the radio at all, you definitely know that we believe and we tell our patients just how intelligent their body is. The body has the ability to heal. So really our job is to play detective. Your body mm-hmm. is always telling you what it needs. We just have to dig in, like you said, and ask the right questions, figure out how to support the body's natural healing process. And that's why it's so successful.
Right. And so this idea of, hey, I've got neck pain. I've got headaches. I've been told it's a muscle problem or a muscle imbalance problem. Talk to us why that's not necessarily the case in many of the patients that we see. It's not simply just simply an imbalance of the muscles. It's not just that, because there's an underlying issue that can cause that. And we got to go deeper to what's attached to the muscles or what the muscles attach to.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's a misconception of cause and effect a lot of the time, because when the muscles tighten up, that's not necessarily the tight muscles that are causing the headache, but that underlying issue, the misalignment of the actual structure, the physical bones in the cervical spine in the neck have attachment points for the muscles. So if those bones are out of alignment, then that's going to pull on the muscles. That's going to cause tension. And then that can result in things like headaches and neck pain. But a lot of people stop short. That's the unfortunate thing, is that a lot of people don't go to the root cause of the problem and they only address the muscle issue. You can address the muscles all day long. Mm-hmm. You can get massages. You can do trigger point therapy. You can do physical therapy. But if you're not actually addressing the incorrect structure, then those muscles are still going to be tense and they're still going to be pulled.
Mm-hmm. Because what happens, those individual bones, they can shift out of their normal position. And that doesn't take much. People think that you've got to be in this like rollover car accident mm-hmm. or you've got to have this like severe trauma from sports or something to cause these bones to shift. No, there's these itty bitty bones inside of your body and really in your neck that holds up your head. And it doesn't take much. There's a Yale study that showed that 8.2 mile per hour car accident, 8.2, that's not a lot, can cause these little bones to shift out of the normal position. When I say shift, think of it, think of these little bones, they can rotate, they can move forward, they can move backwards, they can tilt. And there's many different ways that these bones can shift. It's called subluxation. Subluxation, so less than a dislocation. And you think of a dislocation like an arm going out of socket or, you know, a leg going out of socket, but it's less than a dislocation. It's a shifting of the individual bone that now those bones don't line up very well anymore. And what happens when those bones don't line up very well, it's now wearing and tearing unevenly. It takes more energy and also it wears out the joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when the joint wears out, that's what we call
degeneration or arthritis.
Arthritis.
And we talk about that on a regular basis because people say, hey, I'm just getting old. That's why my back hurts or my neck hurts, or that's why I'm getting arthritis. No, it's not just that you're getting old. It's the problem that you have is getting older. Meaning that issue that you have that's in your spine or in your neck or in your lower back that's been left there misaligned for a long period of time. And just like alignment on your car, the tires will bald unevenly over time the longer that misalignment of the car is left there. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing happens in your neck and in your shoulders and in your hips and in your lower back. And ultimately, what really matters is not just the pain, because the pain matters and no one wants to live in pain. And I don't want my patients to live in pain.
Yeah.
Right? It wrecks your life. That person who's in daily pain wakes up maybe after sleeping with headaches or with neck pain, that is miserable. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anybody to live like that. But the bigger issue is the individual nerves that come out of the spine. When there's a misalignment in your spine and that causes that pressure to build up on those nerves there, yes, not only can it cause pain, but those same nerves are what control your body. Like in your neck, do you realize how important these nerves are in your neck? The base of your neck, those are the nerves that go to your heart. Mm-hmm. That's why when somebody has a heart attack, think about this. What many times do they complain of? It's arm pain, mm-hmm. shoulder pain, right? Because that's the same nerves that go down into your arm are the same ones that go into your heart. And most people don't think about, hey, that simple neck pain, that simple problem in my neck, hey, could that have any impact on my physiology, the way my body works, the way my heart works? Well, the question is already been answered. It's absolutely yes, it can. But most people don't think about that.
Yeah. And that right there is my greatest concern whenever I talk to people who have neck pain or headaches, because typically they come in and they talk about how their muscles hurt. And yes, that is a problem. It is no fun to live a life with pain. And really, it really just decreases your potential to enjoy your life, to have relationships, to be the best version of yourself that you can be. So that's definitely a concern that needs to be addressed. But what I'm thinking about is that underlying cause, thinking about exactly what's happening when those individual bones shift and that causes damage to the nerves. You said those nerves in the lower part of the neck, they go right to the heart. Well, the nerves at the top of the neck, those are the ones that go back up into the head. Mm-hmm. So if there is pressure there, if there's damage to those nerves, then of course you're going to get things like headaches. You'll get migraines, sensitivity to light and sound. But at the top of the neck, that's also where the brain sits. The brain stem is right there. Mm-hmm. And your brain stem controls all of your basic functions, heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature, hormone release, immune function. Mm-hmm. So even a small shift that might not seem like that big of a deal can actually have devastating effects on your body.
Yeah, and these shifts happen from various ways. From, we mentioned car accidents, that's an easy one. We mentioned sports injuries, that's another easy one to understand. Slips and falls, you know, that's another thing that you can kind of picture how mm-hmm. this works. You slip and fall, you either, you know, you hit your head or you hit your, you know, your neck, your shoulder, or you land on your butt or your sacrum, and all of a sudden, boom, you can see how that chain reaction works. But some of the things that people don't think about are how they sit.
Right. It's the day-to-day things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's how they're positioned when they're looking at their computer screen. It's their, when they're on their phone. You ever look around at maybe like a coffee shop or something and you just see people like on their phone and...
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah,
people watching in an airport. You know, I was in the airport recently and I always do this. I don't know why I do this, but I like to just like not be on my phone at all when I'm in the airport. I like to just like look around, and it's not gotten better. Let's just say that over the years, I do it all the time. And everyone's head is down looking at their phone, not interacting with each other. But think about what that's doing to the spine. Mm-hmm. You know, chicken or the egg with the muscle imbalance or the structure imbalance. But think about when your head is forward all day long or even for hours at a time, maybe with a computer or now with a combination of the phone, you're stretching those muscles, those muscles that should be supportive and pulling your head back. You're stretching those muscles. And now think about that person who's aging. What are they already at risk for having? Grandma hump, grandma posture, where they're all hunched forward. And now you're contributing to that with your posture and how you're sitting.
Yeah.
Sometimes from an early age.
Yeah. And what I'm taking away from all of this, and I hope that you do too, is that everything that we're talking about, it is 100% preventable. Mm-hmm. Like you can do something about this. We're talking about time and arthritis over over years. It takes time to build up, right? Mm-hmm. So wouldn't it be wise to take care of it as soon as possible?
Right. But the way that people take care of it, here's the issue right now, Dr. Tracy, is the way people take care of it in general is just to put a Band-Aid on it, right? And not a physical Band-Aid. You know what I'm talking about. It's to cover up the symptom. That's the way we're taught to do it. I heard somebody recently get Botox for the headaches, as an example.
Yeah, that's so common now. It's so common.
Botox. So I'm not even going to go into the toxicity of it, but just like how in the world is that getting to the cause of someone's problem?
Right. It's not at all. I mean, at best, it's paralyzing the muscles, right? Yeah, once again, addressing the effect, not the cause.
I had a patient come in to the clinic. It was probably 3 years ago now. And she just swore by her Botox for her headaches. And she said, for my headaches, which means that they do come back, by the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just trying to reason with her a little bit that, you know, your body wasn't lacking Botox, just like it's not lacking ibuprofen, just like it's not deficient in Tylenol, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same conversation. It's not for the fact that you're not getting steroid injections that you have headaches or have neck pain. And so I'm talking with her, I'm reasoning with her. And finally, I just move on to do the testing, which that's more objective. That's going to take all the guesswork out of it. We can see exactly what's happening there. When I say testing, I'm talking about there's computerized scans that show nerve activity through the musculature. Then we do, you know, a lot of times x-rays to see exactly where the bones are positioned, where the nerves are being damaged. We can see how long the problem has been there. Unlike medical x-rays, we're talking about structural x-rays that we can see the misalignments of the spine. In a traditional medical setting, we're looking for breaks and fractures and tumors. No, we're looking for subtle misalignments within millimeters that can cause the stress and pressure to build up on the spine and then therefore the nerves. And then the question is there, how's that affecting the body? And then what do we do about that? Right. Mm-hmm. So take the x-rays. Now this woman has had multiple injections of Botox. We take the x-rays and you know how you should have that banana shaped curve in your neck, like that nice C-shaped curve.
Yeah. C-shaped going backwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hers was going the exact opposite direction. So she had what's called a reversed cervical curve. And this problem has not just been there for a couple days or weeks or months. I know that because she was in phase 2 degeneration where C5, C6, and C7 were so degenerated that those bones were almost fusing together naturally because of how long the problem has been left there. Mm-hmm. And what had happened is when she had that neck pain, which can you imagine? Like think about a banana. You take that banana and then you try to straighten that banana. What's going to happen on the inside of that banana? You're going to get a mushy banana.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now take it even further and go the other. I mean, how much tension is on the spinal cord, let alone the muscles and the nerves? And yet when she would complain about her headaches and her neck pain, the solution was to cover up that symptom by any means necessary. And it turned into Botox, multiple sessions. Mm-hmm. And I think about her, and when I was looking at her, going through her x-rays, and you can just feel it for her. It was like an oh my God moment. I've been taking care of my body in a way that's been covering up symptoms. It's probably been hurting me because the problem has just been left there. And she's done life on that. And she did Pilates. She's really into yoga. And she was continuing just doing life like that. And I think about how many people are just dealing with the problems and they don't know that there's, call alternative, but there's a different approach.
Yeah.
There's a different approach to what they've experienced before. And it does take work. I want to be very clear about that because it does take work. Because it's one thing to identify what's causing the problem, and it's a whole nother story to then teach somebody how to then correct their problems. And I think maybe that's why it's not the traditional route, because we live in a microwave society where everything's quick and everything's easy, and it's a pill for every ill, and it's, you know, hey, you can get rid of your headaches in the next 6 hours and just take this medication, and there's more profit in that. I understand that. But just because something's hard doesn't make it wrong, right?
Right.
Right. It is hard to teach somebody how to retrain the muscles and the ligaments and to, you know, we do what's called body weighting and neuromuscular re-education and adjustments of the spine to unlock the spine and take that pressure off, because you got to get the pressure off of that joint and retrain those muscles to reestablish a good position, or at least a better position, not just to relieve the symptoms, but ultimately correct the problem.
Yeah. And covering up the symptoms might be the easy route, but what's the end game in that? Like, you may have temporary relief of pain, but there's no life in that. That's not a good long-term plan.
Well, I think about it like this. It's easy, hard, you know, it might be easy now, but it's hard later.
Yeah.
In covering up the symptoms. But when you correct the problem, it might be more difficult, take more time, more effort, and even more money on the front end, but that is easier on the back end. Less time, less cost, less energy that's going to that, because you've treated your body in a way that supported your natural functions in your body.
Yeah. And the benefits that come on the back end are almost immeasurable, because it's really the things that don't happen, right? We see that all the time in our office with patients. A lot of the time they say, well, my body is functioning better, so I just don't even have to experience all of the things that my friends are doing, the pills and the diseases and the medications and the doctor's visits. Like, think about how much time and effort goes into managing health, or I guess at best maintaining what health you have as you get older. Like, it makes so much more sense to me. And personally, I would rather invest that time and that effort on the front end and then live my best life as I age. I think that's the goal for everyone too. It's great quality of life.